Thank you for joining us as we discover nothing but the truth with David Johnston.
You are what I am is really important. And what we are is not what everybody may think we are. Character is what we are. Reputation is what we get people to think we are. Well, when it comes to character, there are so many different character qualities that are necessary to make us successful. Each of them has their distinct benefits to it. Today, we want to spend a few moments talking about the rewards of the character quality called diligence. So let's get it straight right at the front that diligence does have rewards. And let's see it in the scripture. Look with me. The thoughts of the diligent tend only, look at this, tend only to plenteousness. Diligence always produces plentiness, but everyone that is hasty only gets lack. Diligence makes abundance. Slothfulness, which is the opposite to diligence, creates lack. Let's go to another verse. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. However, there is some shocking news. God is not a rewarder to those that seek Him. Rather, He is a rewarder to those who, look at this now, who diligently seek Him. There's lots of people who seek God a little here, a little there, a little now, a little then. But the fact of it is that it is the diligent seeking of God that God rewards. Well, before we get into the rewards of diligence, let's understand that there are three enemies to diligence. Number one, slothfulness. Look at the scripture. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful. Now, I want you to see this contrast. The diligent, the slothful are always contrasted in scripture. And what this simply means in this verse is that the diligent shall be the leader, and the slothful, they're going to, at best, follow. They're going to be under tribute. So slothfulness is the opposite and is the enemy of diligence. Laziness, slothfulness. And we'll see more about that in a moment. The second enemy is haste. Look at this. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteous. But everyone, look at this, that is hasty only want. You cannot do diligence in a hurry. And some people are in such a hurry that they can't be diligent because they skip over in order to get down the track faster than they should be and miss the details along the way. Diligence cannot be done in a hurry. Haste is an enemy to diligence. And then the third enemy of diligence is distraction. All kinds of them. Here's one of my favorite verses for a lot of reasons, but listen to this one. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. There's a sermon in that one. But look at this. I hate the work of them, look at this, that turn aside. I'm not going to let their work cleave to me, the scripture says. Watch this now. Because the psalmist David is saying, and you and I should be able to say, I hate the work of those that distract me. I've got something I need to do. It's vitally important. I hate the work of those that take me off track. Distraction is the enemy of diligence. We live in a day where there are so many distractions. Look at this next verse. Through desire, a man, look at this, having separated himself, seeks and intermeddles with all wisdom. The only way to do diligence to anything is to lay aside distractions and separate yourself from those distractions. I know that television can absorb literally hours of everybody's day. And slothfulness is the result. No diligence because it's a distraction. Just think what could be accomplished in the time that we spend observing videos and television and so many other distractions. A lot of these things are attractive. In fact, they wouldn't distract us if they weren't attractive. They are the enemy of diligence. Three enemies of diligence. But what about the rewards of diligence? What are those? And so here we go. And if you haven't gotten your pen and pencil or paper yet, you better grab them really quick. because we're going to go through what the Bible outlines as the rewards of diligence, and they are many and they are astounding. If you can understand the benefits of diligence, my hope is that in seeing these rewards of diligence, you will be motivated to develop this character quality of diligence. Number one, diligence maintains health. Look at the scripture. The scripture says, if thou wilt diligently, look at this, diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord. And if you will do what is right in His sight and will give ear to His commandments and keep all His statutes, look at these, none of these diseases will be put upon you. Diligence will mean health. It will mean no diseases, the diseases that were upon the Egyptians, because God says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. It is not enough to hearken to the Lord. We all listen to the Lord a bit. But we must do it diligently, and God promises that if we do it, that none of these diseases will come on us that were put on the Egyptians. Then secondly, diligence assures national security. Look at this scripture with me. What nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I've set before you? You see, our laws in America came from the Scripture. They were great. They were righteous. They were just. They were held in high esteem. But the Scripture says that without diligence, we will lose the effect of those laws. Watch this. Look at this. Only take heed to thyself. Look at here it is. Keep your soul diligently. This is the next verse. Lest you forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. But instead, what you want to do is teach to your children, your sons and your sons' sons, your sons and your grandsons. You want to teach them the laws of God that were righteous, and you want to do it diligently. Otherwise, all the legal system will start to crumble. The responsibility for Americans knowing the law, that is the right law, the righteous law, the true law, is put on parents, not on our system. Let's teach diligently, because then national security will be the result of that diligence. Number three, diligence assures our children's future. In Deuteronomy 6:7, here's what it says, thou shalt teach them diligently, look at this now, diligently to the children. And you'll talk about them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down. And look at this now, and when you rise up. And then because you did this, look at this, because you did it diligently, now the scriptures tell us what the rewards will be. And that our children's future will be guaranteed because we acted and taught them with diligence. Not enough to teach a child once in a while or just a bit here and a bit there, but the consistency of diligence will guarantee the future of our children. And then number four, diligence assures that it will go well with you. Look at the scripture. You shall diligently keep the commandments. Again, don't miss this word. Diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and His testimonies and His statutes which He hath commanded thee. Now watch here, because look at that. And if you do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, it will be well with thee. Diligence is tied to your well-being. What a reward for being diligent. Then number five, diligence qualifies God to deal with your enemies. This is shocking, isn't it? That God promises that if we are diligent, that He will deal with our enemies. We won't even have to. You won't have to answer back. You won't have to defend yourself. God will fight for you if you're diligent. Let's look at the scripture. For if ye shall diligently keep all these commandments, which I command you, and do them, to love the Lord your God, to walk in His ways, and to cleave unto Him. Look at the next verse. If you do this diligently, then Will the Lord drive out all these nations from before you? God will look after you. He will look after your enemies. If, in fact, we have diligence, the Lord takes up for us if we lack, but He doesn't take up for us if we're slack. You see, I may not have everything I need, and God is the great compensator. Because if I need this much and I only got this much, He'll make up the difference. But if I only have this much because I am lazy or slothful, God doesn't compensate. God takes up for us if we lack, but He doesn't take up for us if we're slack. And then number six, diligence assures law and order. Look at the scripture. The judges shall make diligent inquisition. And look at this. So if there's a false witness, he'll be found out. Okay? And so shalt thou put the evil away from among you. Only if our legal system and our judges and our rulers, our magistrates, if they are diligent on the job, will we have law and order. The number seven, diligence is the key to blessing. Look at this. And it shall come to pass, thou shalt hearken, and this is important, diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Notice this says that the Lord thy God will set thee above all other nations. And look at this. And all these blessings shall come on thee. They'll catch up and they'll just overtake you. You don't have to go looking for the blessing. Diligence will automatically produce blessing. And then diligence is also key that prevents shame. Look at this. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Then shall I not be ashamed. Slothfulness brings shame. Didn't do diligence to the task. Didn't do diligence to my studies. Didn't do diligence to my care of my parents, the honoring of them. Didn't do diligence to, and you fill in the blank. But if we do diligence, we will not have shame. Diligence prevents shame. And then diligence is the key to solving the issues of life. One of my favorite verses, keep your heart with all diligence. Look at this, with diligence. For out of it, out of your heart, are the issues of life. Don't let anyone mess with your heart. Keep your heart, protect your heart with diligence. That doesn't mean just protecting your heart against somebody once in a while. Somebody who wants to arouse your affections and steal your heart away. Don't let anybody steal your heart. Protect, keep your heart. You should never suffer a broken heart. Now, God's got an answer to a broken heart. In fact, I know that if you'll give Him all the pieces, He'll mend a broken heart. But all the fragmentation that takes place in children and teenagers as well, the hurts of the heart should never occur. Because if there's diligence in protecting the heart, then we will be able to resolve all the issues of life. We'll not be weak, we'll be strong. And then diligence produces financial rewards. Look at this. He becomes poor that deals with a slack hand. But look at this. But the hand of the diligent makes rich. Diligence automatically has financial blessing attached to it. Don't worry about money. Worry about being diligent. Because if you're diligent, the money is going to come. And then diligence produces favor. He that diligently seeketh good, look at this, procures favor. Favor will automatically come to you if you are diligently looking for the good. And then diligence leads to job promotion automatically. Look at this. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. You see, the diligent are going to be the leaders. They're going to be the administrators. But those who are slothful, they're going to be under tribute. They're not going to have the bottom end jobs, but they're going to be jobs in which it will require oppressive employers, if you please, to get them to work, to try and get a decent return on the payment. So diligence will automatically lead to job promotion. And then diligence prevents waste. The slothful man doesn't roast what he took in hunting, but the substance of the diligent man is precious. And then diligence produces abundance. Look at this. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but everyone that is the opposite to diligent only to lack, only to want. And then diligence leads to influence. This is a wonderful verse. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. He will have influence among the influencers because he's diligent in his business. And then diligence leads to satisfaction of the soul. Wherefore, the prophet asked, do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which doesn't satisfy? But listen, hearken, look at them, see, hearken diligently unto me. And if you do that, you will eat that which is good, and your soul will delight itself. Look at the next verse. Incline thine ear, come unto me, hear, your soul shall live. Diligence leads to satisfaction in your heart, your soul, your mind, your emotions. And then diligence makes the promises of God come true. You see, there are a lot of promises in this book, but almost every one of them has an if in front of it. This little word if is the biggest word in the English language. Because if we will do this, God promises that. And look at the scripture. It shall come to pass if you will diligently obey the Lord, the voice of the Lord your God. Now, let me look at this verse again with me. Watch it now. It shall come to pass. The promises of God shall come to pass if we're diligent in our dealings with the Lord. And then diligence prevents legal judgments. Pardon me. Legal judgments. When you're going with thine adversary to the judge, the magistrate, while you're on the way, before you get to court, the weeks of the months on the way to court, give diligence. What's going on? Give diligence, because if you're diligent, look at that, thou mayest be delivered from the guy who's suing you, lest he, look at this, hail thee to the judge, deliver thee to the officer, and the officer cast you into prison. Diligence will prevent legal judgments against you. And then diligence is the key to recovery. In this story, the woman has had 10 pieces of silver, and she lost one. And so what does she do? She lights a candle, and she sweeps the house. Look at this. And she seeks diligently till she find it. Diligence is the key to recovering anything that you lose. It's true of money, as in the story. It's true of financial losses. It's true of your sobriety. If you have lost and you want to recover from drug addiction or alcoholism or sexual perversion, whatever you need to cut, if you will diligently apply yourself, you will recover. But it takes diligence to recover. It's one of the rewards of diligence. And then diligence qualifies a person to receive benevolence. In the Bible, the widows were supported financially. And look at this. If she's well reported for her good works, if she's brought up her children, and if she's lodged strangers, and if she's washed the saints' feet, and if she relieved the afflicted, and look at this, and if she has diligently followed every good work, then they would give her money to support her. And today, we are being asked so many times to give money to the poor, and most often it's not to poor people, but to slothful people. And there's a difference. We are to give to the poor, but not give to the slothful. You see, if a person can work but won't work, should not be supported. Scripture says it plainly, that if we don't work, we shouldn't eat. Now, if a person can't work legitimately, then of course we should help. That's giving to the poor. We give to the poor, but not to the slothful. And that's why only those who were diligent in what they do, does God say, should be supported by the church. And then diligence prevents sins, particularly three kinds of sins. It is diligence that prevents bitterness, fornication, and greed. Look at this. Looking diligently, lest any man fail the grace of God. This is the key word here. Now watch this, because if we're diligently, if we do it diligently, we won't get this root of bitterness. But if we're not diligent, we will get a root of bitterness. Look at this now, which will spring up inside and trouble you, and not just you, but by it, many, look at this, many will be defiled if we're not diligent to make sure that we're responding the right way to God. Because if we're diligent in our response to God, that always the same, faithful, consistent, with our hearts pursuing God, if we're diligent in our pursuit of the grace of God, we will never have bitterness. Not only that, look at the next verse. And it will prevent fornication. And then the story of Esau, of sold his whole birthright for breakfast cereal because he was so greedy for it. And so if we're diligent, we will not have to deal with those enemies. And then diligence is the key to spiritual growth. Here's what the scripture says. Besides this, look at this, giving diligence. Now, this is an interesting word, all diligence. Now, watch this, giving diligence add to your faith. Faith is what begins your walk with God. But we are to add to that. So many people just repeat the same experience over and over and over again. We are to add to our faith. Not just repeat it over and over. Look at the results that we'll get. Look at this now. Because if we will add to our faith with diligence, and these things are in you, look at this. Number one, you will abound. Number two, you will not be barren or unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Diligence is the key to spiritual growth. If you've come to a dead spot in your Christian walk with the Lord and dry, and just haven't had the fires yet burning like they once were, I want to suggest to you that the diligent pursuit of God will solve all of that. Because diligence to the Word, diligence in your prayer, diligence to add to your faith, virtue and to virtue knowledge and so on, will produce growth in you, and you will not plateau out as a Christian. Diligence will keep you going from one glory to another, until the Lord comes back again. And then diligence always prevents failure. Look at this scripture. Brethren, give diligence to your calling. For if you do these things with diligence, look at this, you will never, never fall. Diligence will keep you from falling. And then diligence produces assurance, full assurance. Don't follow the Lord half-heartedly. Look at this scripture. We desire that every one of you do show the same diligence. Now look at this. Diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. Diligence, look at this. Diligence produces this full assurance of hope unto the end. And look at the next phrase in the next verse, that you be not slothful. Do not be slothful about spiritual things, but be diligent, because if you're diligent about them, you will not have the question marks that other people have. You will not fight the doubts or the fears that others have, because diligence produces full assurance. Diligence is putting your whole heart into whatever you do. See, the slothful does a little here, does a little there, wastes time, gets distracted. But the diligent Diligence is putting your whole heart into what you do. In fact, let's get to scripture for that. Listen to this scripture. Whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your might. Don't just dilly-dally at things. Don't just start and stop. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. It is better to do less things diligently than to do a whole lot of things slothfully. Truth is that a slothful won't do a whole lot. But he'll start and stop, and not much result. Now this is why, and with this I want to conclude, but please don't miss this. Diligence must have wisdom first. Wisdom will show you what to do. Diligence will help you do it. Remember, you can't be too quick. You waste and haste is the enemy of diligence. Diligence has to be done slowly, accurately, precisely, wholeheartedly, in detail. So you can't do a whole lot of things. That's why wisdom is so important. Because wisdom will help you sort out exactly what you should be doing. Because wisdom is seeing from God's point of view. And when we see from God's point of view, it will prevent us from doing a lot that is unnecessary. Wisdom will enable you to see what should be done. Diligence will enable you to do it till it's done and done right. That's why this definition is so important. Diligence, visualizing the task that I do as special assignments from God. Because, see, wisdom first points out what God wants us to do. And then, visualizing each task as a special assignment from God, then using all my energies to accomplish it, that is diligence. And it's this that will give you all these rewards that the Bible promises right here.
Our hope and prayer is that you have been blessed and encouraged through this teaching. Our mission is to edify, exhort, and disciple the body of Christ by teaching nothing but the truth from God's Word, the Holy Bible. For more information about Nothing But the Truth, or to view our teachings, please visit nothingbutthetruth.org.